A reading from the Gospel according to Luke. At that very hour, some Pharisees came and said to him, "Get away from here, for Herod wants to kill you." He said to them, "Go and tell that fox for me. Listen, I am casting out demons and performing cures today and tomorrow, and on the third day I finish my work. Yet today, tomorrow, and the next day, I must be on my way, because it is impossible for a prophet to be killed outside of Jerusalem. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the city that kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to it. How often have I desired to gather your children together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, and you were not willing. See, your house is left to you. And I tell you, you will not see me until the time comes when you say, 'Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord.'" This is the gospel of grace.
This morning, I want to speak to you on the subject, the fox and the hen. And I begin my sermon today with a recitation of the 19th century writer Jeffreys Taylor's take on an old Aesop's fable about a sly fox who came to pay what he said was a friendly visit to a sick hen. The fox, looking up to the hen in the barn where she was perched high, "Dear madam, I'm concerned to hear you've been unwell for half a year. I could not quell my strong desire after your welfare to inquire. But pray come down and take the air. You'll ne'er get well while sitting there. I'm sure it will not hurt your cough. Do give me leave to help you off." "I thank you, sir," the hen replied. "I'd rather on my roost abide. 'Tis true enough I've been unwell, and am so now, the truth to tell. And am so nervous, you must know, I dare not trust myself below. And therefore say to all those who call, I see no company at all. For from my perch should I descend, I'm certain in my death 'twould end. And then I know without presumption, my cough would end in a consumption." There's a fox and a hen in today's gospel text. Jesus is approached by some Pharisees and told he should go away because Herod is looking to kill him. Whether these Pharisees were worried for Jesus or simply wanted him gone, we don't know. Perhaps it was a part of a ruse to get him to come out from his perch. In any case, Jesus says that he is not going anywhere. "Go and tell that fox for me," he says. "Listen, I am casting out demons and performing cures today and tomorrow and again on the third day, and then I am coming to Jerusalem." Well, he will sure enough be able to find me. Foxes are furtive animals. They're cunning and crafty. They are animals of darkness who do their damage through deceit. A lot of Americans watch an international news service with the same name. Well, foxes are not the most dangerous animals in the forest, but they are destructive and they are dangerous. They aren't wolves, but they're hungry like the wolf. Herod was not Caesar, but he could be as cold and cunning as Caesar. He wanted very much to be a Caesar. He was not the wolf, but he was a fox. And the Pharisees are right about one thing. Herod will have no qualms whatsoever about killing Jesus any more than he had about killing Jesus' cousin, John the Baptist. So the fox is waiting and watching and poised to pounce. But Jesus is not going to run and hide or be cowed into quiet. You tell that fox for me that I'm here. I'm right here. And I'll be here today and tomorrow and the next day too. I'll be here. And then I'm coming to Jerusalem. Then Jesus speaks of himself as a hen. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how I wish I could gather your people as a mother hen gathers her chicks under her wings. The hen is defiant. She's courageous. And she will gather her chicks under her wings so strong and so tight that you can be sure you will have first to go through her before you will get to them. It's spring break. And I'm remembering a spring break mission trip I took 15 or so years ago to New Orleans to help clean up after Hurricane Katrina. When the city was evacuated, there were no maintenance crews for over a year. And one of our jobs was mowing all of the waist-high weeds that had grown up in the empty and abandoned lots around the church, which we were helping. A mother bird had made a nest with her chicks in the ground of one of those lots. And as the mower came closer and closer and closer, she did not abandon her baby chicks, but hunkered down there in the hole of the ground and waited in courage and in care for what was to come. And I'll never forget our stunned silence when we discovered what had happened. And if that story is a bit too graphic for you on Sunday morning, just wait until Good Friday. The mother bird is courageous. She's defiant. She's gutsy. In the story, she's God. And she ain't gonna let her people go without putting up a fight and standing up for what is right. She covers her chicks. She shields them. She fights for them with everything that she's got, including her own life. Beloved, we are living in a time when the foxes are guarding the hen house. Oil lobbyists are leading the Environmental Protection Agency. Hedge fund managers head the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. Science skeptics sit at the helms of our scientific institutions. School boards are actively undermining the integrity of our school districts. Sheriffs shirk outside accountability. Offices and agencies charged with investigating in-custody deaths fail to do their lawful duty to file a report or even ask a question. And major, formerly reputable newspapers are now pulling editorials to appease political ambitions of their billionaire owners. So much for the watchdogs of society. We have foxes guarding the hen houses, wolves in sheep's clothing, and sheep in sheep's clothing. And it takes courage, my beloved, to take a stand. Jesus stood strong and bold and prophetic in today's text, and he did not cower. The hen did not flinch in the face of the fox or the wolf. She would gather her flock under her wings. Jesus will go to Jerusalem, and he will cover his children under the arms of his cross. We live in unsettling times. Herods and Caesars and would-be Caesars sit in the seats of power, and we are told that we must be afraid. We are told that the foxes and the wolves could be coming for us. We are told that if we protest, we will be punished. That was what the arrest this week of this pro-Palestinian Columbian University protester, Mahmoud Khalil, and attempts to pressure his school were all about. They want to make a lesson out of certain people, and they want to put pressure and scare the rest of us. They want to make us scared to protest and scared to exercise our constitutional right to petition our government for redress of grievances. Remember the text this morning. Jesus does not stop his protest and his preaching. He does not stop his healing. He carries on in his mission. He carries on in his ministry. Today, I'm preaching and healing. And tomorrow, too. And on the third day, I'll be headed to Jerusalem where I will be protesting publicly. And you can tell that fox, for me, that he can find me there. Jesus is not afraid to face the foxes of his day. The hen is not going to fly her coop. She's going to stay right there, preaching up from that perch. And she's going to march her way to Jerusalem and stretch out her wide wings over her beloved brood. The hen is feisty, and she's fierce. And as I said, she's got guts. And she's about to show that old fox what courage and love really look like. And those who will follow after Jesus will soon learn what love and courage look like also. Do not be afraid, little flock, Jesus says. Do not be afraid, because the wolves and the foxes may have force over your bodies, but never, never, never over your souls. On December 30th, 1941, during World War II, Winston Churchill gave a speech before the Canadian Parliament that resulted in resounding international cheer. He said that when he was warned by the Nazis that Britain was going to continue to fight alone against the Germans, no matter what they did, their generals told the Prime Minister that in 3 weeks, England will have her neck wrung like a chicken. Then, in a statement that brought eruption and applause in the House of Parliament, and made newsreels all around the world, Churchill stood strong and defiant and characteristically courageous and said this: some chicken, some neck. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, Mother of us all, and together all of God's people say, amen.